Hundreds of militants, trained by the U.S. military, are set to join the ongoing insurgency in Syria. They're the first group of militants to receive advanced military training from American officers in neighboring Jordan. The group has been taught to use heavy weaponry, including anti-aircraft and anti-tank weapons, against Syrian army forces. The news has been made public by an unnamed insurgent commander. U.S. officials have so far refrained from commenting on the matter. Washington has already pledged $60 million in aid to Syria's rebel front. Damascus has repeatedly blamed the U.S. and its Western and regional allies for stoking the conflict in the Arab country. Hisham Jaber with the Center for Middle East Studies is with me now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Jaber, welcome to the program. Do you think that now, with the entrance of these forces trained by the U.S. military, we're hearing in Jordan, that the insurgency and the conflict in Syria is entering a new phase?
No, I don't think so. I think the American, the position of America toward the conflict in Syria has been changed, you know, several times within the last years. America's position is subjective much more than objective, especially if you find the American position toward the breach and the French decision to send weapons to Syria was in subjective. On one hand, the American, they want help and support the insurgent in Syria. On the other hand, they are not sure that those weapons will not go into the hands of the extremistic organization like Al-Qaeda or Al-Nusra or similar. Now, I think they are trying to make pressure on the Syrian regime, since the peaceful solution is preparing. They are preparing a peaceful solution, a political solution with Russia, and as we said, under the sponsorship of China. This is clear in my opinion. But meanwhile, they won't make some pressure on the regime to sit on the table, trying to give more credits to the opposition. For this reason, I think I wouldn't say they gave the green light to the British and the French, but they were supporting in a way or another this decision. Second, those weapons the British are talking about and the French, and we had information that they have been sent to Turkey since last summer, and also the French weapons, they have been sent since October. We don't know exactly what kind of weapons they are talking about. This is not clear. If they are talking about missiles, you know, air defense missiles and anti-tank missiles, it's very dangerous. It may change a little bit the balance if those weapons will go into the hand of the insurgent, and especially the extremistic Islamic jihadist insurgent, and they will be out of control.
Yeak.
And if they are talking about flak jackets, as the British said, and armored vehicles, I don't think it will change anything on the field, because the British, Syrian army,
yeah,
is strong enough to face it. There is no balance between the Syrian army and what so-called Free Syrian Army. And the
yes.
Americans, in my opinion, they will stay in this policy until they will sit on the table with the Russian. I'm not talking about Geneva 2 or Geneva 3. We are expecting a summit between Mr. Obama and Mr. Putin. And in this summit, I think we will arrive and
right.
We will see a peaceful solution. Of course, they will not forget the regional role of two major countries in the region, which are Turkey and Iran.
Right. Mr. Hisham Jaber with the Center for Middle East Studies with us there live from Beirut. Thank you very much, Mr. Jaber, for your insight.